This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Khahar-i-Nal, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The capital of the southern province of Zabul, Khalat, also fell Friday to the Taliban, according to the province's council chief. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media queries about the battlefield status. Critics and international military experts are shocked at the way the U.S.-trained Afghan security forces, with an investment of tens of billions of dollars, have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances. The U.N. Refugee Agency is calling for international support to help hundreds of thousands of Afghan civilians fleeing the intensified fighting. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the unfolding humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. It warns of a record number of civilian casualties this year if there is no significant de-escalation of violence. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Montu calls the situation dire.
We're also seeing the number of civilian casualties really spiraling alarmingly, and an increasing proportion of women and children are among those that are targeted.
Montu says the UNHCR and its partners are providing humanitarian assistance to nearly 400,000 displaced people. Among their most critical needs, she says, are food, shelter, hygiene, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is